Welcome to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today. I'm broadcasting from our basement out here in the Eastern Plains, Colorado. I'm a homeschool father of five. We're raising our children in the post-Christian age in which we have been chronicling the decline of an empire, the decline of a republic for, well, nigh into 16 years. Steve Vaughn in studio with me right now, a homeschool father of six. And today we're going to talk about Americana. What used to be America, what used to be a cross-cultural denominator in America, no longer exists. The old Americana is gone. It's just gone. And as far as I'm concerned, you might as well put away your Make America Great hat, because America is not going to be made great. America could be made humble. In fact, somebody needs to make a little red hat that says Make America Humble. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be good.
Yeah, America needs to be humbled more than anything else. But the old Americana of the 1960s and 1970s, in which there was something of a cross-cultural denominator, there was an American moral majority, for example. I mean, there was something of an American moral fiber. That's all gone now.
Yeah.
That's just all gone now. And I don't think there's any question about it. I don't think there's a question about this in the minds of any reasonable person. In America today, the Mormons are quitting the Boy Scouts. Okay, that's happening.
Yeah.
That's happening. The Boy Scouts opened themselves up to homosexuals in 2014. And just a few months ago, they opened themselves up to girls. So now it's not Boy Scouts.
It's just Scouts.
It's Burl Scouts.
Yeah. Something like that.
Burl Scouts.
Yeah.
So, I guess. Boy, Girl Scouts. I don't know. What do you call it?
I think they're just going to say Scouts.
Burlmo Scout, because it's homosexual too. So Burlmo Scouts.
Yeah.
Then you got to get LGBT in there. So LGBT Burl Scouts.
Well, it's LGBTQA+.
Burl Scouts.
Yeah. So yeah.
You know, again, what is this? It is the unraveling of a nation, my friends. And the International Jamboree to be held next year. Apparently, there will be an ample distribution of condoms at the Jamboree this year.
My.
This is Life News. Boy Scouts of America is defending its plan to distribute condoms to all participants at a massive international gathering of Boy and Girl Scouts next summer in the United States. The organization says that simply addressing the needs of international health norms. So as all the boys and girls come together at the large, massive international jamboree in West Virginia, I believe it's going to be, they are going to be distributing condoms to, quote, all participants. That can't be right. I read that a couple of times. Okay, so everybody gets a condom. Now, how is that going to work for the families that don't want one?
I don't need one. Right.
I don't get it.
I think they're assuming that everybody will need one or want one.
This seems to me to be the death knell for the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts are over. Okay,
yeah.
It's over. There were 110 million Americans participating in the Boy Scouts in the 1970s. Membership was at 5.6 million in 1972. That's dropped by half. It's now 2.3 million, or 60%. So it's already dropped by half. It's collapsing. The Boy Scouts are collapsing.
Yeah.
The Boy Scouts are not Americana anymore because Americana doesn't exist. 400,000 Mormons are walking away, so the membership is going to drop off to 1.9 million. So back in 1975, 2.4% of Americans were members of Boy Scouts. That's down to 0.6%. What is that? A 75% drop off.
That's huge.
That's huge. Yeah, Boy Scouts are going away. Boy Scouts are done. Now there's a replacement, of course, with Trail Life. Trail Life provides something of a Boy Scouts alternative, but there's only some 30,000 involved there. My point is 30,000 that are signing up for Trail Life does not constitute an American common cultural denominator. That's my point. What we're talking about here are islands of culture. We've been talking about islands of culture and islands of freedom for a long time on this radio program, and we're going to deal with more of that in just a moment. But America is done. America is fragmenting. America does not provide a healthy and sustainable culture anymore. That's where we are right now. We've got exceptions. We have islands of freedom for homeschoolers. We have islands of freedom for Christian families who want to avail themselves to Trail Life. And my understanding is there's about 30,000 young boys involved with Trail Life across America. We have close friends here in the state of Colorado that organize Trail Life Scouts. And so we're thankful for the accessibility of Trail Life to some 30,000 Christians left in America. But we'll be back in just a moment to talk about where America is going. Healthy elements in America are relegated to very, very tiny little islands of culture. And we're going to talk about that more in just a moment in the Generations broadcast.
It's hard to imagine Christian pastors going to jail for their faith. And it's just as hard to imagine Christian businessmen fined $135,000 for not baking a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. It's hard to imagine America turning into a communist state that persecutes Christians and rewards the most aberrant. Will Christians just let it happen? Should Christians just let it happen? These are important questions, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and I wrote the book on freedom because I wanted to build a case for freedom. A biblical case, a historical case. And let me tell you, the history of freedom is the most inspiring story you'll ever read. Have you heard the story of the Magna Carta, Bannockburn, Leyden, and William the Silent, the American Pilgrims, and the Battle for King's Mountain? How will we fight for freedom in this generation and the next? Well, tell the story first. The story of freedom. Let's leave a legacy for freedom for our children and our grandchildren. Get a copy of the new book, Freedom for Each of Your Children and Grandchildren, at generations.org. That's generations.org.
We are back on the Generations broadcast as we chronicling the decline of the greatest nation, the most economically blessed nation in the world. And that is the United States of America from 1885 until 2015. America was the strongest economy in the world for roughly was 130 years. Now America is declining corporately. America is no longer maintaining a cross-cultural denominator, as evidenced by the breakdown of the Boy Scouts, as evidenced by the breakdown of Chevrolet and Apple Pie as well. I think Apple Pie is breaking down as well, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah,
we haven't had nearly enough apple pie this year.
Yeah, or hot dogs. Yeah,
or hot dogs either.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Americana is breaking down, especially when it comes to issues like the socioeconomic well-being of the nation. 57% of kids born outside of wedlock, up from 6% in 1960. That's a factor of tenfold in terms of the concrete foundations of the family. Broken. Rutgers University that discovered America had the weakest families of all the Western nations. Rutgers University a couple of years ago identified America as the weakest nation in the world when it came to the social foundations, that is, the family itself. And now many people are saying, well, this family doesn't matter. All that matters is the economy. You know, who cares about the family as long as we have all of these millennials out there being so productive and creating such a wonderful economy for the rest of us?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a thigh slapper for you.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing holding America together right now, I think, is economic prosperity. America, though, you know, because everybody's fat and happy, it's bread and games. It's bread and games. It's the end of the Roman Empire. The end of the Roman Empire is bread and games. Just give them enough bread and games to make it until the hordes come in and destroy the Rome and all of the empire. And that's what happened. But the people were having a real good time with their bread and games in the Colosseums. Bread and games, keeping everybody fat and happy with all the welfare programs until there's nothing that money can buy and the gods of the copybook headings say, if you don't work, you die.
Right. It works until they run out of everybody else's money to spend.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It works until you run out of all of the paper money, and the paper money doesn't really buy anything because there's nothing that money can buy.
Right.
The only thing holding America together right now is economic prosperity, which really means $70 trillion in debt. You realize we are now up to $70 trillion in debt. Now, I'm not talking about unfunded liabilities. The unfunded liabilities will take you upwards of $200 to $300 trillion.
Yeah.
But right now, in terms of just pure debt, and by the way, I got a little tired of just checking out household debt trend charts and federal debt trend charts and so forth. I wanted the whole nine yards. I wanted to know what the whole enchilada of total debt in America looked like. And there are charts produced by Fred. I think that's Federal Reserve. No,
okay.
Federal Reserve of Dallas, I think it is. Anyway, just look it up. It's Fred, Fred produces these things. Forgot to check the website, but Fred does it.
Not Barney. Fred.
Not Barney, yep. But Fred, right, the Federal Reserve of Dallas. They put together a very helpful chart representing the total credit market debt in America. So I think that's the one to follow. I don't want to just follow one particular aspect of the debt. It's the debtor is servant to the lender. And, you know, the gods of the copybook headings with terror and slaughter return again. We come back to the wisdom of God in the book of Proverbs, largely ignored by most of the economic systems today. And most people are just not interested in the discussion on debt. I understand this. But the debtor is servant to the lender. And the only thing holding America together right now is the economic prosperity and spending into $70 trillion of debt, which is roughly 33% of the gross world debt, I believe.
That's a lot.
I believe we're up to it's about 33, 35% of the gross world debt. And the American population of 300 million is like 5% or 4% of the or 3% of the gross world population. All right, so America is in way, way, way more debt than anybody else around the world. Total credit market debt in America, including corporate debt, household debt, government debt, has reached $70 trillion. Get this, up from $4 trillion in 1980.
Wow.
When Ronald Reagan was president.
Skyrocketed.
Yeah, $4 trillion to $7 trillion. $70 trillion, what is that, a factor of 17? We are now at 380% debt to GDP ratio in America today, which is where it was. It's almost exactly where it was in the 2008 recession. So in other words, there's a little bit of a dip.
Yeah.
But the bandaged fool's hand goes wobbling back to the fire again. The sow returns to wallowing the mire and the dog returns to his vomit again and again and again. America got the heads up 10 years ago with the 2008 recession and we dropped off the 380% gross debt to GDP ratio down to about 350%. Now we're back up to 380% and we're going to tower over to 400 to 450% as we continue to spiral into oblivion. Now, let's see, again, these are the facts. It's good to work off of the facts. What is the total credit market debt in America? It's now $70 trillion with a 380% total debt to GDP ratio, probably the highest in the world. I would guess it's the highest in the world. I'm sure we're beating out Greece, Italy, and Spain by now. And that compares to 150% total debt to GDP ratio in 1980. So that's where we are right now. Here's another story. Social Security, Medicaid money soon to be gone. This is frontpage.com. Social Security and Medicare are on the path to insolvency sooner than previously thought. This is
wow, that's a shock.
Congressman Dave Brat, he's a Republican from Virginia, is frustrated that Congress will not act to stave off fiscal disaster when the solution seems obvious to him. So one congressman's going, flag on the play. And apparently on Tuesday of this last week, the government announced that on their present courses, now this shocked me. I thought I didn't realize this. But on the present course, Medicare will be insolvent in 2026. And that's only 7 years from now.
Wow.
See,
I thought it was like to 20.
20 to 2030. Yeah. I thought we had a little bit of more reprieve. I thought you and I were going to be, you know, dead by then. It's only our kids that had to worry about it.
Right. Yeah, we need to pass that.
Turns
on
out this happens when I'm like 60 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Just before I retire. Medicare is insolvent in 2026, according to the government's own numbers, my friends. Social Security faces the same fate in 2034, so 9 years later. Okay, what is that? I will be 70. At 70 years of age, no more Social Security. Or insolvency for Social Security.
Well, you just got to print more money, right?
I guess so, until there's nothing money can buy.
Yeah.
It's not just the warnings of impending fiscal chaos. Brat says mandatory entitlement spending once consumed 25% of the budget. Now it's 75% of the budget is mandatory entitlement spending. That is spending that government has signed up for, including Social Security.
Yeah. And that mandatory just means it's harder to change or nobody wants to touch it because everybody expects it.
You can't change it because everybody's counting on it. The entire economy, every retiree is counting on it. Now, add to that $70 trillion of debt, 380% debt to GDP ratio on top of all of that, and then China calling in the loans or threatening world war. Okay, add that to the mix. Put that in the blender. What do you get?
Well, that's not going to happen because China and us are good friends now, right?
Till we don't pay our debts.
Yeah.
Then it's over. Well, what do we do? As Christians, what do we do? What do we recommend? The most unpopular thing we could possibly recommend. Get out of debt. Get out from under government dependence and build healthy family economies and church relationships. How many times have we said this on the program?
Yeah. And retirement is not biblical.
Forget retirement. Yeah. Forget retirement. But nobody wants to hear that. So I guess we'll just say this. This is our recommendation. Go ahead and get into more debt. Stay dependent on governments. And don't build healthy family economies and church relationships. Okay. That should keep everybody happy.
Well, yeah.
That should keep everybody happy.
Yeah. Until it all comes crumbling
down. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Stay in debt. Get into more debt. Stay dependent on governments. And don't build healthy family economies and church relationships. And don't seek the mercy of God in accomplishing any of this. And see how that works out for you by the year 2034. Well, before we're done with this program, one more data point that I thought was interesting. Healthcare for an American family of four is now at $28,166 per year.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's not what I'm paying.
This is the Milliman Medical Index. They just released this. You can get it online. Milliman Medical Index has come up with this conclusion. The total cost for a typical family of four insured by the most common health plan offered by employers will average $28,166 this year. And it's going up $1,200 per year, twice the rate of inflation. Government-regulated anti-free market systems of healthcare are just outrageous. They're just outrageous. I mean, think about this, Steve. $28,166 just for your health care in a year. The median household income in America is $59,000, meaning that this is about half or about 48% of what the average family is earning. Can you believe 48% of what the average family is earning goes to health care, either provided by your corporation, by the government, or by yourself and your copays? The median household income in America is $59,000 a year. 47% of the median income is going to healthcare. That's outrageous. Can somebody say that? Isn't that outrageous?
What happened to affordable healthcare?
It used to be 3, 4, 5%
yeah.
of your money in any given year went to, you know, fix your broken bones. Now it's 47%. You're involved in healthcare. That's what you do for a living.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
47% of the average median income in America goes to healthcare at a price tag of $28,166. Now, here's the other thing I did. I looked up the median home price in America right now. So what is the median home price? Okay, if you're going to buy a house outright, $188,000. You could pay off a house in 6 years with the amount of money insurance is pouring into medical care right now.
Wow.
Can you believe it, my friends? The 6 years, you pay off a house. So what's the conclusion to the whole matter as we wrap up the dissolution of America in terms of its healthcare, its educational systems, its economic system, social systems, its Boy Scouts, et cetera, et cetera? What in the world do Christians do? Get out of Dodge. Get out of the system and get out of the system now.
Come out from among them and be separate.
Big time. I think of the Christian medical sharing ministries that were exempted in the Obamacare bill back in 2010.
Yep, we've been in that.
We've been encouraging people to get out of the system, get back into Christian medical sharing ministries. I say get back into it because that's what Christians have been doing for 9 to 2,000 years until the socialists showed up and ruined the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing Samaritan for 10, 11 years now.
We've been doing Samaritan. Our family's been doing Samaritan for 19 years.
Wow.
And over 19 years, we have saved approximately $380,000.
Yeah, I think we're at 12, and I'm thinking a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, we've saved $380,000 by not doing the socialist medical systems and insurance programs in which you got to be sure that you're funding abortifacients and killing as many babies as possible through abortifacients. We try to avoid that system, and we encourage people to SamaritanMinistries.org. We encourage people and mention the Generations broadcast that you heard about the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries on the Generations radio broadcast with Kevin Swanson. As you contact SamaritanMinistries.org, their basic plan is $300 a month. That's $3,600 a year. That would save you off of the $28,000. It would save you $24,000, excuse me, closer to $25,000 for a family of four. You'd pay off your house in 7 years. That is a median priced house in America. You would pay off a median priced house in America in 7 years with the money you save. And let's say that a family said, you know, they were just starting to have kids. And they said, we are going to do Samaritan Ministries, Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, instead of the regular insurance program. We're not going to do Obamacare. We're going to exempt ourselves from Obamacare, and we're going to do the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. And they do that from day one of their marriage. And they raise their two kids on American Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. Over 21 years of raising kids, you would pay off your own house, your own median priced house, and you'd pay off a house for your two children as well in the savings that you produce by signing up for Samaritan and the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. Isn't that something?
That is really something.
You would pay off three houses in 21 years by the savings, by the medical savings that you would receive through the SamaritanMinistries.org program. That's just outrageous. How much money you would save off of the Obamacare plan? I know the Obamacare plan covers abortifacients and contraceptives, but do we really have to cover the abortifacients as Christians?
No, not at all.
Besides, you know, the Obamacare system is a socialist system, and you don't have to steal from your neighbors to provide for your own medical costs. The Christian Medical Sharing Ministries provide a voluntary approach to charity. You sign up for it. You don't put a gun in your neighbor's head and say, redistribute wealth, redistribute your wealth, and do it through the government-subsidized Obamacare systems. You can exempt yourself from this stealing scheme. You don't have to steal from your neighbor to provide for your own medical costs. I think that's a plus.
That's a huge plus.
You also don't need to turn your family medical decisions over to state bureaucracies. It just keeps the free market operating, which is really nice. The less you have interference from government regulatory agencies and government welfare programs that subsidize, and there's a fair amount of subsidization that happens for families to sign up for Obamacare. You don't have to turn your family medical decisions over to state bureaucracies, and that's another benefit. Also, there are accountability requirements with Samaritan Ministries. That is, your pastor, you know, has to sign off that you attend a church, that you're not an alcoholic and a smoker and so forth. You can't soak the system with your bad habits with these Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. And I think that's a value as well. It's also semi-voluntary, provides charitable options, which is far more biblical. We can write checks to other families above and beyond our monthly requirement. So our monthly requirement may be $400 or $500 for our family of seven. But we can write an additional $40, $50 check for a family that might need a little extra. And so, again, this provides for a means, a biblical means of charity, rather than the socialist Marxist approach, which most of us have been trained to sign up for. Also, of course, you don't have to pay for the abortifacients, the contraceptives. And that contraceptive mandate was massive. It has provided so much more in terms of abortifacients to so many tens of millions of women across America who don't have to provide the copay because the abortifacient requirement provided by Obamacare disallowed the copay for purchasing abortifacients. And so that, of course, has resulted in the massive, massive increase in the use of abortifacients on the part of the present generation. That's been negative. So if you don't want to provide abortifacient funding through the insurance plans, if you don't want to provide for the socialist system and submit your family medical decisions over to state bureaucracies, friends, the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, so much better, so much better. What are we saying on this edition of the program? Take advantage of the islands of freedom. It's time to abandon the systems to the extent that you can. Don't embrace the way the world does things. You get your kids out of the transgendered schools and bathrooms. You know, you go debt-free. Don't live beyond your means. I know everybody else is doing it. I know that. I know you're told to do it by all the systems. I know that everybody else is living way, way, way beyond their means to a 380% debt-to-GDP ratio. I understand that. I understand that. I understand that. But don't join the greedy, make-money-on-inflationary-debted schemes approach to life that is being foisted upon you by everybody else. Get your kids out of the transgendered schools. Go debt-free. Get out of the abortifacient funding. Get out of the Boy Scouts. Now, of course, the argument that comes back, Steve, is we're going to be weird if we do this. You know, we're already weird. We live debt-free. Our kids aren't trained in transgenderism. You know, we're not trying to create breasts in our little boys. And we're using biblical approaches to charity that's more relational, local, and accountable. That's just weird. But you know what? God's ways are better than man's ways.
Much higher than man's ways.
I know. This is how God preserves future societies. This is how God will preserve your family socially, spiritually, economically. Now, of course, the argument is the rest of the world won't enjoy our salt and light if we pull out. But you can still evangelize your neighbors by having them over for dinner. But listen, friends, the Titanic has already hit the iceberg. We're just in a salvage operation now. You do much better if you can situate yourself in a lifeboat and then you try to rescue others. Does that make sense? What a better strategy. Does that make sense at all,
yes.
Steve? I mean,
yes.
The Titanic of American schools, of American universities, of American education, American social system, American medical system, the system has already hit the iceberg. The Titanic is already going glub, glub. Much better to situate yourself in the lifeboat first, and then you can try to rescue everybody else.
You can't rescue people if you're dead.
That's for sure. So, well, we're going to wrap up this edition of the program, and we've been discussing many issues, I know, but let me encourage you to my book, Freedom, which gives us the biblical concept of seeking islands of freedom, islands of culture, in a world in which freedom has been largely abridged. What does the Bible say about being free, free from debt, free from the control of large and powerful governments? Paul says, if you can be free, use it rather. If there's any possibility of being free from the unnecessary servitude of men, use it rather. Take full opportunity to use the freedom that's been provided you from these social systems, these economic systems, these political systems. If you can access these islands of freedom, use them rather, is what Paul says there in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And I unpack that in my book, Freedom, on the history of Western liberties and the history of freedom and the biblical apology for freedom and the biblical definitions for freedom. And friends, it's only under God's laws that we can establish a true definition of true liberty. Only God can do so. Otherwise, it's charlatans that are presenting you a different concept of liberty. In the end, when the charlatans produce a different concept of liberty, you will find yourself bound by an additional 100 sets of handcuffs. So be sure that you turn to the Word of God for the definition of liberty. And I unpack that in the book Freedom, available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. And don't forget, there's also a workbook that goes along with that for 11th or 12th graders. So that available at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. Get Freedom and the accompanying workbook at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.